Prologue. Thunder rolled across a deep velvet sky, as distant as the grumbling of the gods, and to the young man hidden within the sticky needles of fir and spruce, just as irrelevant. When a sheet of scattered raindrops peppered the forest floor, he knew that the time had come. For several hours now, against orders and beyond help, Askan had lain silent and still as death, the scent of conifer swirling all about him. In the darkness and driving rain, his eyes, one green and one brilliant blue, burned with reflected firelight. Ghastly shadows danced around the bonfire some 50 yards from his hiding place. He breathed deeply. His stillness was not that of peace or calm. It was a volatile cocktail of deep-seated rage mingled with raw adolescence. Excitement, bloodlust, and a hunger for control simmered below the surface. Much training, daydreaming, and ridicule had led him here, to the rain-soaked perfume of the thicket. 2 days earlier, King Cotard's son, Edward, had been captured. A boy new to manhood, like Askan himself, the prince had chosen the role of scout in his father's army. He could have elected a life of luxury in the castle, but instead had enlisted like a commoner, and thus arrived at the northwestern border fort of Vesgata. There, the army fought a protracted battle with creatures known as the Norl. When Askan had asked if the military unit would send a rescue party for Edward, the commanders had laughed.
"He's as good as gone."
"That's what he gets for leaving the castle walls."
"Fine, Askan. Throw your life away trying to rescue him. See who notices."
The jeering voices of memory made Askan's decision for him. Honor was never easy to come by, and respect even more difficult to earn. But for someone like Askan, it was near impossible. In the land of Vladvir, those with even the slightest trace of elven heritage were given the title half-elf. Askan had more trace than most. By rescuing a captured prince, Askan stood to gain glory for himself, if not his people, and he could satisfy his sense of duty. The prince had chosen to enlist, and that deserved respect.
"See who notices,"
Askan muttered, as the droplets rattled a drum cadence against his deep green cloak. A flash of lightning tore through the clouds. Askan rocked forward anxiously, his first movement for many minutes. His breathing accelerated. A sharp crack of thunder split the monotony of the rain. On and on it boomed, as though someone had murdered the sky.